Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
You trying to get these packs, Eddie?
Yeah, I bought the Recur, but I didn't even know yesterday. I'm on here right now. Are you on there?
I tried to get them yesterday. That's the whole point of the Recur pass.
Yeah, I know. I did nothing, I guess, right?
I got a common pack. Like it's like the NBA Top Shot shit, okay. Except today it's open to everybody, so I assume they're going to sell out in like, I don't know, a second.
So I have mine set to 5 packs, but is that smart or like, do they?
I don't know. I tried to do 10 and I didn't get it, so I'm going to, I guess, try to do less.
Yeah, they.
But is if you put, are you, do you have a better shot if you put in? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I changed to one then. You needed your card and shit? Like, how does that, is it super fast? Or is your wallet?
Yes, no, yesterday it was, you needed, wait, where'd that go? Yesterday you needed the Recur to have a chance to get, it was like early access, 50% for early. That's why I don't think there's a 1 minute and 12 seconds. That's why I don't think there's a chance today. Like yesterday, it was only open till. How do you have it set already to what you want, Eddie?
I just have it on the, on that page where it's just.
Yeah, but it says sold out.
Yes, so I just have it a one.
Oh, yeah. And then it'll switch.
Yes, that's what I assume.
Are we recording right now, by the way? All right, this is good. So we got 31 seconds to the NFTU premium. I got the common. You need the premium. Like, if you get, I think it's going to be like, and then tomorrow, how many seconds do we have? 20? Tomorrow, I don't know if I can be on both my phone and, or it'll kick me out.
Mine says 42. I think my clock is wrong. That's going
to
hurt.
11 seconds. Do I have to refresh the page?
I don't know.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 and 0. All right, I'm refreshing the page because it wasn't there. Buy now. Complete transaction. I tried to buy one premium thing. It's circling. I don't know if I just got a slow computer, slow card. Like, I'll get, we're on it. We're processing. So, okay. Now it says, I'm trying again. So this is what it did yesterday. It said processing, and I'm like, oh, we ran into an issue.
Oh, shit. All right, bye now.
Yeah. Why can't it be processed?
Talking NFTs.
I thought you could buy it, too, with Apple Pay.
Where are
it's
the
probably process? Already gone.
Processing, it takes several minutes. Is that what it says? We're on it for you?
Yeah, that's what it said to me. Yeah. And then, only Apple Pay is only on the phone? There's no chance I'm going to get this.
So now we just wait and we find out?
There's no way I'm going to get this. I don't know why the second time it says there's an issue. The first time it said we're processing it. That's what happened yesterday. I thought I had it. I thought I had 10 of them. And then I got an error message being like, nope, we canceled it. And I got the common. And now it's taking forever. I'm trying to buy it with Apple Pay. It's literally taking forever.
All right, I just tried it again. It gave me a different message.
What's it say? It
says, uh-oh, we ran into an issue processing this item.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. That means it's sold out.
Okay.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got one too.
It says you got it?
Yeah, it says order confirmation.
That means you got it.
I missed. We were unable to process your order. Premium case. No more items are available. That sucks.
I haven't gotten anything. So you got one, Austin, and I don't. Now I don't know yet. I got nothing. I assume I'm getting nothing. Order confirmed.
Do you got it?
I got one premium case.
Yeah, it's in the collection now.
For you or me?
I can't see yours, but for mine it is.
I should have bought one yesterday, so that's the trick. You can't buy... Yep. Motherfucker got it.
Do you know what you got or no?
No, they're like packs. You open them like NBA, and I'm going to wait to do it till I have someone to film.
Oh, okay. Well, I got fucked.
Dave, by the way, can you move your mic closer to you before we start like the actual show, Joe?
Yeah. It's fucking hot in here, too. I got to... All right. So I got one. So that's the key.
What, to buy one?
Yeah, and it sounded like your clock was off, Eddie.
I know it was. I was off like 40 seconds.
30 seconds ahead of where me and Dave were.
Yeah, behind.
Behind, yeah.
That's fucked up. So maybe I'll get my...
So like, I know for fact, people, they are advertising. If I have like the Ja Morant, Murray State highlight, that thing's going to be worth a shit ton.
Yeah.
So I have one common and one... And then tomorrow... It'll be interesting because then you can start doing, like, remember, did you ever do NBA Top Shot?
I didn't do it, but I know what it is.
So, like, people could buy and sell. That starts tomorrow. So that'll show how the market – it's such an interesting thing. They are advertising with us, but they have the rights to, like, these people recur. Like, Hello Kitty, Godfather, SpongeBob SquarePants, like, all this shit. And they don't – they have, like – a decent amount of college, but not even close, because it's so fucking hard to do college. Because you need, like, if you want a Larry Bird Indiana State highlight, you need Larry Bird to sign off on it. You need Indiana State to sign off on it. You need the highlight person to sign off on it, and you need the conference. So, like, for Ja, they had to go get all of that. So it's a little bit fragmented, but the ones they got will be, I think, worth a lot. Who fucking knows? This NFT shit is always wild to me, but I'm in the game. Let me turn on the AC and then we can start the show. Keep this shit in, because it's as authentic as it gets for NFTU.
You can't play my camera. My clock was wrong.
So that's what I did. I fucked up yesterday by trying to buy 10 at once. I got greedy.
Good to go?
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
All right. Who's all right. That? Bang, bang. Welcome to the Dave Portnoy Show.
Oh, look at this fucking clown.
No, let's not start this.
Look at this guy. What does this guy even play? Eddie, does this guy even play basketball? He's on BenchMob and tweeting and selling like Primal t-shirts to some old man. This guy.
Okay. I'm multifaceted, man. Just like you. What can I say?
When you're on the bench, do you take out like your fucking iPhone and start tweeting and stuff?
Dave, I'm a starter, okay? All season long.
Now, Dave, can you dunk?
Yes, 100%.
So what was that? All right, go for it.
Let me clear it up.
And let me start by saying, Eddie, I wasn't trying to pick on anybody. I'm watching the game. I see this white guy go in for like a backdoor cut, uncontested dunk. And he looked like he was going up for a dunk. And then about halfway through, it turned into like a Iceman finger roll. Like he wasn't even close.
So I put it up. I'm like, this guy's going to have the worst vertical I've ever seen. I didn't know that we interacted, but that is the play. And it was, I was like, holy shit, that guy can't jump.
Well, yeah, no, that was a bad showing by me and my vertical. You know, I definitely could jump higher than that. What happened was I used a lot of my athleticism to get open on the backdoor cut to juke my defender and got me wide open. And then I'm going up for the dunk. My left knee just said, no, not today, buddy. Buckled. And I had to just drop it in. And it was not a great – and I tried to – running back, I tried to give like a – just like a little like knee wiggle just to let people know maybe that it was – something was wrong. But definitely not my best athletic feat.
So then, all right, what did you think? Because, again, I was kind of – I haven't been that in on college hoop. I watched the tournament, obviously, but I'm in a state camp. So I wasn't, again, playing to pick it. When you get off the court and you see – that clip of me being like, this dude cannot jump at all. So you knew in the moment, because I'm telling you, Eddie, if you saw the clip, he was going up to dunk. Like he had the ball with both hands, and then it's just like something happened.
No, I knew. I mean, I knew it was bad. I mean, because I can dunk. I've had a dunk this year. I was pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. But I know when I came off the floor and one of my best friends texted me, he said, Dave got you good, man. And I said, I was like, what are you talking about? And I see the link and I'm like, oh, shit. And I look and I watch it. And I listen to it. I'm like, okay, well, this is not good. It wasn't a great clip, but I got to come back with something.
Yeah. Well,
just to defend myself.
I did not edit your clip. Your clip was unedited. You took a chopped up footage. I hit like 8 shots in a row in that game that you said. And what will go down is one of the greatest comebacks in the history of sports. You didn't put any of that. It was a full game. There were a couple bad clips. You chopped it up. Anybody who has a highlight reel like that can do that. And then the next day, Eddie, against Michigan, this guy, no, it was versus Iowa.
Illinois.
He's 88% at the free throw line. They're like, this guy's missed 4 free throws all season. He didn't just miss. He almost shattered the backboard. Like, it was a line drive. It was almost one of those. Yeah, it was almost the one that was shot so hard, it deadens when it hits, like, the back and just rolls.
Oh, hey, guys, I want to let you know I was ice cold there, okay? Ice cold after sitting for 10 minutes. But, hey, we're starting film right now. I got to go. Appreciate you guys.
16. What, you guys are in the play-in game, right?
Yeah,
right.
Play-in game.
Does that count?
He had to go. Mike Woodson was screaming at him.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that Rico Bosco had this guy's cock in his mouth. But that he's right. That clip, he was going up for a dunk, and it just didn't happen. So I was like, whoa, that was interesting.
It was like he was indecisive. Like he
was going to dunk. And he wasn't even close, so it just turned into a layup.
I wanted to ask him if someone definitely had that hatchet job out for you, right? He didn't splice it up himself, that video.
Somebody must have, yeah, because he got it out pretty quick. And again, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. That we won that game. It's a historic, it literally is a historic Barstool moment because I caught fire.
Yeah. That's a very underrated video.
It's a great video. It's early Barstool. It's one of those rare things. Like, the game was so serious. Like Scheffler was taking it so serious. And we were in the comeback. And there's still discrepancy on the score. As some people say, hear people be like, no, you guys fucked them. It was a great, great early Barstool video, no doubt.
But he can't sleep on the pizza at the end either. That was unbelievable, too.
I know. He puking.
Yeah, it was honestly one of my favorites, probably. That's really funny, though. He had to get rushed out. Now he's going to be playing tonight. You think he's getting yelled at right now?
No. He just had to go. I don't know. He's all over the place. I mean, he's literally works for us more than plays basketball for Indiana.
I respect that he came out on the day of a game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they play tonight?
They play tonight, yes.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
No, they play tonight. They play Wyoming.
You know what? This guy knows he has no future in the NBA. He's put this is essentially he's putting his resume. He's all but hired at this point. Rico is so dumb. He's breeding. It's like when a starting quarterback doesn't want, you know, the backup because he's just helping him take his job. Like this guy, that he's our college basketball guy whenever he graduates.
That's tough. He's training him. He's training him for the position.
Yeah, he's grooming his backup.
would you say he can't jump over the Sunday paper? I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, can't jump over the Sunday paper. Yep.
I did.
I will. Somebody's giving me five.
Have you, sir?
Somebody's giving me five unopened packs. Yep, I will. How do you transfer them? I don't know if you can.
Someone's giving them to you?
I said I'd buy them for $100 each.
That's nice. Yeah. I wish we got to find out, too, if he's mad that you guys got a regular game and they got a playing game.
Well, why would he be? First of all, I would have welcomed the playing game. I'd be there. It's free basketball. That was going to be my slant. But I don't know how anybody can be mad. I mean, you go back and forth. Michigan had a much, much better season. They have tons of quality wins. Indiana needed to win or they're not in the tournament. So does a two-game run that you win by like a point put you ahead of a team that clearly had a better resume the whole time? I don't think so.
Apparently not. I don't get it anymore. I mean, but when it's March and it's a week away, you know, you get caught up in that, I guess.
Yeah, to be honest, I think if they get by, where are they playing, Notre Dame?
They play Wyoming tonight.
Oh, Wyoming. If they get by Wyoming, I think it's an advantage. I think being in that game and winning is an advantage. Because you don't have the time off. You play a real game, get a little momentum going. And I feel like history, the winner of those games have made lots of runs in the tournament. So, you know, 6-1, half dozen the other. I will say it shouldn't count as a tournament win. I've said that before. I don't think a 16 seed, I don't think a conference, like Bryant should not be in that tournament. That's bullshit to them. If you're an automatic conference winner, you should be in the real tournament. Let the Power 5 bubble teams battle it out. Like, I would say Michigan should be in that game ahead of Bryant.
See, I agree with that. I disagree with that because that's a 16 seed game. Like, let those guys get that national game because you know they're just going to get
rocked. It's not a real game though, Eddie. It's different. It's when everybody's playing on those other. It doesn't have that feel. It just doesn't.
I don't
like,
know.
To me, like, I didn't even know who's playing today. People don't have to have their brackets filled out yet. It's not a real game.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think for gambling purposes, it's become a lot more popular.
But those teams are, when you say that, like, who's Bryant playing? I have my bracket over there. Well,
today is Texas Southern versus A&M Corpus Christi, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, like, so that's not, like, part of the beauty. And who is Bryant? Do you want me to get the bracket?
I'm going to pull it up now. It's only showing today. So tomorrow Bryant plays Wright State.
Okay, so, all right, that's an example. Part of the beauty of Bryant is stepping on the court and you know, seeing Duke or you know, these big power Arizona. You're just playing like another conference game versus a nobody like that. That, to me, is the beauty of the tournament. Like, these kids, most of whom will never play basketball after this, can be like, yep, I played against that NBA guy. Or it's different.
True, yeah, obviously sucks for the losing team, but the winning team, you get another game in the national spotlight.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, yeah, for the winning team, who cares? You get that thing. But for the losing team, you did all that, and you don't get, like, that's something that these kids will remember for the rest of their lives, stepping on the court versus NBA guys and things like that. So that they get robbed of that, the team that loses that game.
That's true. I do like how they're putting in – like the two bubble teams, you know, like ND Rutgers, you know, bigger conferences.
That's how they all should be. It should be Power Fives.
Mm-hmm. I do like that. So
Michigan should be in that ahead of Bryant. Is someone knocking? No.
No one's knocking. Yeah. No. I hear you. But those games are getting. I mean, they're still pretty new, right? What is it like? 7 years old,
maybe. Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Navy and the original. So I actually made that TikTok, which everyone's like, why are you making TikToks? It's like I was trying to show the hat.
We're doing a listener email today. We have a lot of emails about asking people asking where they could buy that hat.
Which one?
The original light blue one, but still.
It may be on sale.
The Nooners hats in general. What is it? Highnoon.com? Nooners.com? Whatever.
No, it's in our store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll find out right now.
Okay. You guys know the drill by now. I mean, real vodka, real juice, sparkling water.
It's the best drink, period. There is it in the store?
There's a Nooners hat, but it's not.
No, scroll up. Scroll up. I thought it was in the... I'll find out. I thought we got them in and they're in the store. I love promoting High Noon because it's one of those products, is like all heads, but it's just better than all the other hard seltzers. So because the other ones are malt and chemicals, a lot of companies don't really love trashing their competitors directly. If it was up to me, I would just go do blind taste tests all over the world and show, because it wins every time.
Yep. I agree with you. So go grab some High Noon. It's March Madness. There's going to be plenty of time these next 4 days to
big time
crank out some High
Noon.
Big
time.
And also, yep. I mean, this kind of goes hand in hand. We're going to get into the NFTs a little more here. So you're like partnered, right? You're like in with High Noon too. Like, you admit that as well.
The advertising?
Yeah, but like you're like, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. There's like a piece here though. Like, aren't you even more tied in than an ad?
I mean, not really.
Oh, okay.
It's ad. There are like royalty, like the more we sell, the more we get. But I don't have like equity in the company, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, okay. I thought there was some type of deal now, because I know there's been a much larger push from you in the last couple.
Yeah, well, I was not involved and they anteed up and I'm back involved.
Okay.
I have a high price tag. If you see me pushing something, it means that whoever I'm pushing has anteed up, like hard. Obviously, there's certain things I assume our audience is perceptive on, the things that I really get behind. People have paid a premium.
Which makes me, we'll go right into the NFTs. Like, who the hell approached you about this?
So I've known, I don't know if they want their names out there totally. I mean, you can research it, but I don't know if the original guy. So it's somebody I know in the restaurant business and I've known for a while. And he reached out to me maybe a year ago, or when these Recur cards. I don't want to bore people, but it is NFTs. I've never done anything. And they reached out to me to get me behind it. And I just didn't get it still. I didn't understand it. And I did nothing like a year ago. And then they re-reached out and they're like, okay, we're getting ready to launch this NFTU thing. And you really have to break this shit down to me like a dummy, because I know what NFTs are, the meta world, but it's fairly easy to understand the NBA Top Shot concept and how, like, basically NFTs for sports are like cards, highlights, right? Like, you trade them, whatever. I understood NBA Top Shot. So Recur is a company, an overarching company that is going up and buying digital rights or acquiring digital rights. So they have them for, I said it earlier, like Paramount, the movie theater company. So that must be like Godfather. They have the Godfather rights. They have SpongeBob SquarePants, Hello Kitty, that franchise, big ones. And they've spent the last year trying to acquire college rights, and I've explained it, but college is much harder than NBA. NBA, you can go one spot, get the like rights from the players union or something. Here, you got to get them from all different people. They've started that process. They have some big players like John Morant. They got Jaylen Brown. They got a bunch of guys. They're missing a bunch of guys, and they'll continue to do more. They have a big college football. But they approached me and be like, we think your endorsement of this and bringing awareness to it will really help. It's no small company. One of my arch enemies invested $15 million in it, if you do the research.
Ooh.
Steve Cohen.
Oh, okay.
Steve Cohen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's no small company, which I also like, because a lot of – listen, not a day goes by that somebody doesn't ask me to promote some NFT or shitcoin or something. I've never accepted one penny for it. People will be like, Safe Moon, this and that. I didn't get paid for Safe Moon. I just wanted to buy shitcoin. I was very clear about it, and I got destroyed. I've never – or Barstool has never been paid to promote anything like this. This one – who knows if it'll work, but I believed in the people doing it. I got the whole presentation. The NFTU is launching in honor of March Madness, so we jumped on board. They're advertising all across Barstool, so it's a big ad deal. But I didn't have to buy the packs like I'm trying. I think this could be something that makes money.
Yeah.
That's from a novice NFT guy. Gary V, I think, is involved. There's a lot of big people involved in this. And you're better early than... That's essentially what they pitched to me, for lack of better words, because I pushed back on everything. I'm like, this, well, you don't have this rights. People are going to be like this, that. They're like, they agreed. You're basically betting on an early company that they're going to be one of the leaders, if not the leader, in this space. So if you're right and you have this recur card and you have the things, it'll all go up in value. That's the bet. It's no guarantee.
So it's basically twofold. You invested in this company, or you went with them.
I did not invest in this company. I gave them no money.
So you took the advertising deal because you knew the guys previously, and you have fear of missing out.
I knew the guy previously.
Previously.
They're not like a – you got to be very careful with NFTs. Shit coins of accepting money and promoting something that's trash, because we have a big audience. Even if this doesn't work, this is a real company with real possibilities. And as long as people know that, invest at your own risk. Like, I'm buying the packs because I think they're going to work. So that's why I'm doing it. But it's an advertising deal. Now, having said that, I've turned down millions of dollars in advertisings in things that I'm like, nope, I can't honestly promote. This one passed mustard for me.
Yeah, but at the same time, you probably would have waffled on it a little more if it wasn't like, hey, you got to go now. Because that's the thing about these things, is you got to get in early.
Well, again, we're getting paid no matter what. I'm buying the packs because you got to get in early.
Is this a Dave Portnoy venture, or is this a Barstool venture?
Barstool.
Okay. So you're not like, there's no like personal thing at all?
What do you mean?
Like, there's not like, hey, we'll slice in Dave LLC. We'll slice
I have
in.
No equity. No. None.
Okay.
None.
Gotcha.
It's a big ad deal. It's a big ad deal for Barstool.
Okay. So that says enough right there. So go do your research. Go buy one if you want. And so we're still only on one Dave Portnoy venture then, right?
What do you mean by that?
Like the thing that's like pretty personal.
Buzz had nothing to do with Barstool.
Yes,
that was me.
And that's the only thing in your
side. I mean, one bite, the pizza,
Slice too, right? Is that
Slice is me, not Slice is dual. Slice gave me equity personally, also advertised with Barstool.
Gotcha. Okay. So
the only things I have equity in, Penn, Slice, One Bite.
Buzz.
That's a dead B. I don't even know what's at lately. The stock market is so shitty, I don't even want
to
look.
A lot of people were asking about that, too. I don't know if there's any update to provide on it.
It sucks. I mean, everything sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. It doesn't matter me promoting it anymore. It's like you promote the launch. It's good, but the price is strictly a function of the stock market, not how many people buy it. It's at 16.20. I think it opened at what? Was it 25?
Something like that.
It's down quite a bit, but everything's down quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay, so 1639.
Yeah, it opened at 25. I mean, the stock market has been in the dumper.
And then really,
so it hasn't been good.
So, okay. So bad start, but still a lot of time left, I guess, right?
Yeah, Buzz hasn't been my best venture. I believed in it. That's the perfect example. I believed in it. I was telling the truth every step of the way. It did not work.
And then I'm curious about One Bite, though. You said you still have part of it. I remember you going on Cramer's show and being like, oh, Penn got One Bite in the deal. Was that like retroactive, or did they never have it in the deal?
They never. I don't remember saying that.
No? Okay.
I may have. That doesn't mean I didn't say it, but theoretically, Penn doesn't have anything yet because they don't own 100% of the company.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
All right, so that was the NFT thing.
I don't know if they want to reprint those ads for me and the BFF show while we're doing this, because I do it next and I may have to go to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so Austin, someone could print the ads. How was the weekend? You seem like you got in quite the tizzy with Fort Lauderdale traffic.
So, yeah, I was really like, I'm trying to do a better job of seeing my parents, because I just haven't always been great at that. And they were in Florida. So I've been going to Lake Worth. It's about an hour and 15, hour and a half from where I live. And this time we're like, let's just meet halfway. I literally just like throw a dart. I'm like, okay, I looked at the map. I'm like, Fort Lauderdale looks pretty much in between. Let me find a restaurant that we can go to. Seems decent lunch. Drove. And I mean, it should have taken 45 minutes. It took me 2 hours to get to the place, because the last hour and 15, there's a St. Patrick's Day parade. Obviously, if you live there, I'm sure you know, but I had no idea. And there were no like signs at all, like beware, city entirely closed. And people are yelling, screaming. And then on top of that, they're doing construction right next to the parade. So the streets that they direct you to then have construction. It was a clusterfuck.
I feel like Silvana's not a St. Patrick's Day girl. I feel like she would have known. She would have given the heads up.
Yeah, she wasn't with me, but she did say she knew in hindsight.
parades and marathons, man. I mean, you're just fucked.
Yeah, marathons, I feel like you know. Like, there should have been signs on the exit, like St. Patrick's Day parade, before you get off, so you can, you know, be aware of why. I just drove right into the center of hell. So, yeah, it was upsetting.
How was the how's your mom and dad doing?
They're doing well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're doing well.
We got to
I fucked up Disney World. So my mom's going to Disney World. It's the only thing she's asked me for. And I know how tough Disney World is. So I've had this Greg Olson, who is creating a competitive company to us and stealing our talent, in exchange, I guess, for raiding our cupboard. He's like, I have a Disney guy who can help you. Like, he's a guide. So I was going to pay for it all, get the guide. And in my head, I had it. So I asked them like 4 months ago, the guide, I'm like, all right, I want to hook it up. And the guide was like, you can't hire Disney till 60 days before you're going to go. For some reason, I had it in my head 30 days. I had, when my mom's going, I had it all locked down, ready to go. And I was getting ready. It's almost 30 days to send him a note, be like, okay, I just want to make sure I'm ready. And then I reread the text and saw I missed it.
Oh, no.
Because 60 days has passed and there's nothing he can do. He's like, nope, try to get on. If you maybe can get on the wait list, I can help. The wait list is sold out. So I'm back in the grind. I gotta make sure I take care of my parents, because my mom's going with my my niece and nephew. So that is a major, major thing I gotta take care of now. And I've made it difficult on myself, but I'll figure it out.
Oh no, that's tough. Was she upset?
I'll figure it out, but more Disney headaches in my future.
Who knew that you would be such filled with Disney problems in 2020?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
I loved your tweet about him saying a lot of people don't know about High Noon and Barstool as much as you think.
Oh, he was dead serious. Well, he has some people he doesn't care for at Barstool, and I'm not going to say who they are. But he's like, why do you have this? This is how it started. Why do you have this person? I'm like, well, they're good. Not everyone has to be superstar, blah, blah. He's like, if someone sees them first, it's a turnoff. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then we just went down rabbit hole. He's like, if my friends, I'm like, well, how old are you? And then he's like, listen, he was basically saying I'm too arrogant. He's like, not everyone knows Barstool. You're not as big as you think you are. I was talking to somebody the other day. They had no idea who High Noon and no idea what Barstool was. He's like, huh. I'm like, how old? He's like, well, that doesn't. And then my mom just cut him off, 80. My dad, now, to my dad's credit, he may be right. He's saying we should be looking at getting into the 75-plus market. He's dead serious. He's like, that's an audience. Like, the amount of work that we got to put in for somebody who's going to die 2 days later, but he wants us to be in that octogenarian audience. So, but he was dead serious.
I mean, hey, like, audience is audience, right? If they're
should have had him on, he would have been happy to talk about it.
Well, now I think we need to get him on because you holding back saying who he doesn't.
Well, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I disagree, and I don't know what his problem is, but
God, I mean, why are you just holding back because you don't?
Why does whoever these people have to know that my dad doesn't like them?
You don't want
to
fire unnecessary shots.
Yeah. I think it's crazy. I think my dad was being crazy, but he was dead serious about like we have a big gap in the 75 plus market, and he is correct.
Dave, your pizza review yesterday, you had a fan that was 80 plus.
It's true.
What?
The pizza review, the older woman.
Who oh, that said, lady wasn't 80. I don't think she maybe, was like 60s.
Probably, yeah, something like that. All right, we got to get him on. We got to talk about, you know, he should provide like monthly updates about what he thinks the company should be doing. I think that would be
good. He definitely thinks there's an issue with our old market. He also makes sense. He's like still, I think, a little – I think he looks at it like a lot of – he's really a perfect Barstool. He's like, why do they have a show when I don't? Like that's, I think, what he thinks.
Well, that's what he says. If you didn't put Glennie Balls on his social media, the Cousins would be bigger than part of my take, right?
Probably, yeah. Balls ran his social media?
That's what he said. I don't think Balls ran the social media. Balls helped with something else on the Cousins. But he likes to throw ricochets at Balls about how he was the social guy.
Interesting.
Also, speaking of that, Austin, I did like the Town Spa review.
That was – Austin didn't do dick for that. What are you talking about? Well, where's my glove?
He brought up the pizza review. So
that's no, he didn't. Mean. No. Oh, yeah. But that – I got into it about Gaz today. My eyes go crazy here. There's just an account that's posting very funny old stuff. I saw that, and I'm like, use that. Let's post the first ever.
Still unbelievable that was a double XL.
Crazy. Crazy.
It really is. That's like one of the first pizza reviews. I mean, it is the first one, but that's like...
It's the first one ever recorded.
Yeah. That's always...
And that's when I decided I'm going to like just start doing them every day.
Yeah. Crazy. Who is that... you're going to roast me for maybe not knowing him. Who's the Gianluca guy you took a picture with?
You don't know who that is?
I mean, I know he's like a super rich fucking, like, but I don't know what he does.
I would have thought you would have known this.
You've posted him, I know, like he's taking pictures of like girls on like the beach and shit, right?
I've posted him probably 10 times all the way dating back to like 2014, 15 with headlines like, this is the only man that I sweat in the universe. Like he's putting a beat down on life. He predated TikTok. He beat TikTok to TikTok. He used to make these choreographed dances that were just like surreal. And like with the hottest girls in the world in him. And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And then I researched him. He's like an Italian entrepreneur turned YouTube sensation, socialite, turned DJ. So I've just known about him forever. So anybody who's like an old and wrote about him, like he was one of my consistent early, like, oh, there goes Giancarlo again. So anybody who's followed Barstool to see then, like, I'm actually in the same social circles with him, it's surreal.
See, I just didn't know what he actually did. Like, I don't remember the video.
He's a very, comes from a very wealthy Italian entrepreneurial family.
Okay.
Like, very wealthy. Like, super rich. And then became, like, a social media star.
How was he?
He's super nice.
Yeah.
I've met him a few times now. And, like, he remembers my name, always retweets. Super nice.
Do you, like, tell him, like, hey?
Yeah, I told him that the first time. I showed him the first time. I'm like, you'll never... He just laughed. He's a very nice, down-to-earth guy.
That's unreal.
But one of those full circle... Like, he's probably a guy... Like, I talk more glowingly about him probably than any other male besides Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, I just never knew what he was actually famous for. And when you Google him, it's like... I had a hard time figuring it out, too. So...
Yeah.
Speaking of Brady, what do you think about him coming back?
Doesn't surprise me. Like, the guy is so competitive. And how many people outside of, like, the Detroit Lions, really, can you remember retiring? I don't want to say at the height of his powers, but still, like, maybe the best quarterback in football. I mean, he had an unbelievable season. He had an unbelievable last half. There's no signs of him slowing down. So I was surprised he left in the first place. I do think he has issues with Tampa Bay. I know Steve Trey won't say that. I think that's a lot why he retired, but he's going to come back. He wants to play. Wouldn't be surprised if the coach was gone. But I was surprised he left, and I don't think it was because he didn't want to play football. I think he was just had enough of the situation in Tampa Bay, whether it's with the wide receiver, the coach, whatever. But the guy still can play. And so I was surprised he left. He should have probably taken his time, but who cares?
Something doesn't add up, though. Like, the way it happened, then he said, oh, I'm going to make my own announcement. And then, like, then he comes back 39 days. It was very strange. Very strange.
I just don't know why I felt he had to rush the announcement in the first place.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find my glasses. I don't want to have twitchy eyes.
You're good.
Yep.
What do you think of Steve Che's video?
He's just an annoying fuck. I mean, we talked about it the other day. Good for him. He's relevant. Good for Barstool, I guess. It's not a wasted salary on an irrelevant human. He wants to do content. He wants to go full-time content. This helps him, that's for sure.
Yeah. What's the update on that? Is that going to happen?
I don't know. This certainly helps him.
Yeah. What do you think of KG getting retired, his number?
I tweeted this. He wasn't in Boston in the scheme of great Boston athletes like a long time. He's one of my favorite ever. Like, I absolutely love KG. Give me a guy, and I'm sure most sports fans, especially East Coast like sports fans, really any sports fan, give me a guy who appears to want to win as bad as you do and hates his rivals as much as you do. And I don't know how you can't love that guy. I mean, that's how he was. Like, he hated LeBron as much as I did. The Ray Allen beef I loved. So I loved KG. I love KG, period.
Yeah, KG was, like, universally cool, too. Like, he was a guy everybody wanted, you know. So
Love KG.
But, yeah, I know, like, people were like, oh, it wasn't very long, like, you know, one title. But, I don't know, when you see some of the numbers that people retire.
He belongs up there. It's not just how long he was here. They're obviously great. He's a Celtic. Like, even though he played so much, I don't even know how many years in Minnesota, way more, I assume. But he embodies being a Celtic. Like, he everywhere, the way he talks, the way he carries himself, bleeds green. Even though Pierce was here his whole career, they're both just as much Celtics to me. You have some guys, LeBron, who like it has he isn't identifiable anywhere.
Yeah. Well, Pierce played other places later, but
yeah, but he's a Celtic.
Yes, correct, correct. He played 14 years in Minnesota.
Right, but like when he goes into the Hall of Fame, is he in the Hall? No. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
KG?
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, he's going to be if he's not.
Right.
I don't know if the time elapsed. Is...
But if it was baseball and you pick a hat, he's wearing a Celtics hat. Like,
yeah, he's
a... He's a Celtic.
Oh, you'd think so. I don't know about that. I don't know about
what?
That. Oh, you're KG, no, you're saying, or Pierce.
KG.
I don't know. He's like...
No, what do you mean you don't know?
He played a long time in Minnesota, man.
I know, but I don't even know. Think he's retired in Minnesota yet. There's some beef, or it's about to... But the point is, if you ask him, he's going to be like, I'm a Celtic. He's not like a Minnesota... He wants to be remembered as a Celtic, period.
I don't know. I mean,
I guess, Eddie, people from out, I can't speak for how people outside of Boston feel. I can speak to how, like, if we were in a street fight and I handed KG a knife, and I'm like, you have to kill Mr. Minnesota. He'd kill him. He'd slit their throat in 2 seconds.
Well, there's probably – he's probably maybe said something about this and we just don't know, and people are screaming at their, you know, their computer, but who knows?
Well, oh, no, it has nothing – if we're debating how he feels, there is no debate. He's a Celtic. He considers himself a Celtic. He said he's going to bleed green the rest of his life. He's a fucking Celtic. That's not even a debate. If you want to argue fans of the NBA outside of Boston, how they perceive him, well, I'm not – I'm a fan of the Celtics. How KG himself perceives him, he is the same way I do. He's a Celtic. That's not up for debate.
I don't know. I think it's very much up for debate. I don't have a dog in the fight, but
then you're just not paying close attention to KG.
Dude, he played there way longer. I mean, I know he won one title, but like,
but you can't tell him how to feel. I'm telling you how he feels.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he could have said something. I could be very wrong. But I'm just saying from no outside knowledge of what he said publicly.
I'm giving you the answer, and you just don't want to hear it.
All right. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I'd be happy to be wrong. But that's.
I mean, I'm sure I can find something.
If he was. I mean, you don't choose.
What he said.
All right, what do we got?
I think this is when he went to the Nets. I think myself and Pierce will always bleed green as long as we're playing basketball and as long as we're living. Garnett said following Brooklyn's 85-79 victory over Boston Sunday night, even when they bury us 6 feet, this is what it's going to be.
There's green.
Pretty definitive.
T-Wolves got some green on them.
Get out of here, Eddie.
Let's talk about Roman, Dave, and then we'll get into Inside Barstool.
Hard dick business. It helps you fuck. Newsflash, you probably suck in bed. Most guys do. That's why I use Roman, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman swipes are clinically proven way to long-lasting bed. They're effective, easy to use, fast-acting. Don't require a prescription. Just swipe them on that dick of yours. You'll stay harder, longer, super easy to use. You don't even, girls may not even know you're doing it. They'll be like, wow, this guy's got the hardest dick I've ever encountered. Go to GetRoman.com/Dave. Get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/Dave. The hard dick business.
All right. Go get your Roman swipes. Clinically proven. Inside Barstool, Brandon Walker announced that he re-upped for 3 more years.
Yep. Good for him. Glad to have him.
How was negotiations? Was it tough? I know there's always... I don't know if it's real animosity or what towards you and him.
I was really mad when he caught. First of all, it's like a dream when I was betting $500,000 a game. Like, I don't know if I'll ever get to that threshold. I'm barely lucky to bet like 10 dimes now on a game. I can't wait for March Madness. But it's like, so yeah, I was really mad because he killed me with vibes. But I think he's very good. He works very hard. He earned the contract. He said, thank you. I said, don't thank me. You earned it. So, and he did.
Were you guys ever like way off negotiation wise, or was it pretty smooth?
No, it was pretty smooth.
Okay, that's good. And he promptly announced that he was moving to Mississippi. Was that part of the deal?
I told him he could do whatever he wants as long as he, like, we have these studio shows that he's part of in football season that he's going to figure out how to do it. But yeah, again, you earn loyalty and flexibility with me. You know, if you keep your mouth shut, do your job, and do it well, don't ask for more money every 3 seconds. When your contract's up, we will reward you, or try to.
Didn't he do that before, early, though, or no?
Yeah, he in the beginning he did,
yeah.
But then he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He just, for a long period of time, he just head down worked.
So no concern with him moving back. It's just on him to make it work.
Yeah.
And he just,
I mean, Brandon Walker wants to be a star. So that's important. Like, I don't view him as somebody who's like going to go to Mississippi and just not work. He wants to be as big as possible.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
He has to, though, be there for the things we need him physically, clearly.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's interesting. So there was never a thought of we're going to lose this guy at all.
No.
So how different did then go? And now, obviously now it's public. It like went public right after we stopped recording last week. Carrabba's going to DraftKings.
It went very different. We weren't even we weren't even close on Carrabba's. And there's a bunch of different things. You know, I've said this many times. I want to keep Carrabba's. We weren't even close. He got an offer that, you know, was a once in a lifetime type offer. In my mind, so he had to take it. I said to Penn, I alerted them, hey, here's the difference. Do we want to keep him? If we do, you guys have to pay for it. He's going to a direct competitor. They did not ante up, so I it wasn't even a choice. I didn't even have a choice. And I also think Brandon is more involved. Like, Jared was isolated too, so it's harder. Like, he's doing his stuff, but he's on an island a little bit out there. He was doing stuff with Minahan too, but like, you know.
But isn't Brandon about to be isolated?
Well, he'll still be there, I think, a lot during football, but we'll see. We'll see how he does, you know.
Was it, I assume both guys had agents?
Yes.
And so when it's like that, when you're negotiating with someone who has an agent, how much are you talking to the actual person? Like, because obviously you know both of those guys pretty well.
Yeah, I don't talk to the agent that much. Erica does. If I feel like there's miscommunication somewhere, I'll just tell that person. Assuming, like, I have a very good relationship with Jared and with Brandon in that sense where, like, if I think – I don't always trust agents, but I think if there's – I can't deal with agents a lot of times because I don't negotiate, like, and I don't – agents are, like, so negotiating – so I will occasionally jump in and be like, there's back and forth. Like, this is it. Like, this is where we're at. Maybe it goes up a little or down. But if it's not there, then go explore other things.
And you said last week that there was something you wanted to comment on when it comes to Jared's situation, but you wanted to wait until it was official. Do you remember what that was? Like, something was different from, like, there was, like, maybe a slight difference from maybe what he was saying. I could be wrong, but I know you said on the show that there was something you wanted to get out there.
I don't remember what that was. I think everything, for the most part, is out there.
Okay. Well, if you do remember, I forgot exactly how you worded
it. I don't know. Has he officially, like, announced it?
I didn't see anything. I saw you post that picture, which I thought was pretty cool by him.
Why is that cool?
I don't know. It's like it was like a nice, like, hey, it wasn't an easy decision for me. Like,
I still wasn't.
Love these guys, you know,
it wasn't. I at times I even thought he was going to turn around, and still come to us, which would have been such a slap in the face to DraftKings because they're offering so much more money. But he definitely wanted to stay here.
Yeah, I think that's we've been hearing that for a while, I guess, or at least through the grapevine. That's been the word.
Yeah, I don't blame him. It's, and I don't blame Penn necessarily either. It's the, you know, DraftKings is spending a shit ton of money. I'm kind of surprised because the CEO is getting battered, just absolutely battered for spending so much money, and it's kind of been popping off. So I was surprised. He may be one of the last to get a deal like that, which financially just doesn't make sense.
What's the difference between now versus, I know when, what was that, Zambrano or whoever from EEI tried to talk to him about a deal, and you were not happy about it, because he was, you know.
He was under contract for the foreseeable future. That would have been him breaking a contract. This, the contract is over. He's a free agent.
So do you have any thoughts, any feelings about DraftKings poaching employees to a degree? I mean, he's a free agent, but.
No, we're not. I have no animosity towards that. They have every right to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I'd spend like them, but no, this is a competitive thing. Again, I wish we had Jared. I'm happy for him.
And then I know you brought up Minahan. I saw he said on a show, he talked about your email that you sent, that he's part of the competitor now, so he's not allowed to do any Barstool content anymore.
Correct. I sent out that email, and it sucks, and I told Jared that. But it's part of the advantage, or one of the things we have, is our roster of people who are entertaining, whatever, that you can interact with and build your own profile by being part of our content. Unfortunately, if you leave, you leave access to that. Now, if he wasn't going to a direct competitor, it's certainly different, but I view it as anything that we put spotlight on him is putting spotlight on DK. So it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Switch gears here, but there was an update to the troop saga. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, Kareem, you're going to have to pull up the tweet. I don't know what this means, but it appears to be a certain way. So if you could grab that tweet about, because you know we talked last week about.
Yeah, I know he literally hasn't reached out to me since we talked about it.
Oh, really? He didn't say a word.
Nope.
Oh no! I asked him to come on, or someone asked him to come on. I think he's got something going on right now, but or else he would have been on. But someone found a tweet.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, that he was at like Catch.
Yes, Pussy Hole. Yeah,
but the time says 10 p.m. Right, so I don't know what that means, because I think the dinner for me was 8:15. So if he was late, I don't know. That doesn't. I don't know what that means. I saw it. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so there's not. People were, you know, because I was getting sent that people were saying that he went to Catch instead of Zero Bond.
He's clearly looks like he's at Catch, but the timestamp wouldn't necessarily dispel what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, no more smoke there, I guess.
There potentially is, but I don't. I mean, not by that.
Yeah, he didn't reach out. What do you make of that?
He's just one rude motherfucker.
So there's a troops update that might probably not even much of an update. Hezbollah is going to be on Sunday Conversation.
Unbelievable get by Caleb. Caleb's in Dubai, right? He told me about that like last week.
Are you a Hezbollah guy?
Yeah, I mean, I get it at this point, but yeah.
Hezbollah's electric, man. So that's going to be a good one.
That'll be huge. I think that'll be his biggest one he's ever done.
Yeah, it's gonna. I'm just very curious in the logistics, like how.
How it came about.
And like, yeah, and has, I mean, I think Robbie talked to Dana about it.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's how it started.
But like, you know, there's going to be a translator. Like, it's just going to be interesting. See how it goes. Stu Finer celebrates his Barstool anniversary.
What an idiot. What? So Dan texted me, want me to have Stu take it down? And I'm like, take what down? And he shows me the tweet, and I was like, oh, my God. And my first response to Big Cat was, I wish you didn't send me this. Then my second response is, let's just pretend we didn't see it, because if we tell him to take it down, it's going to draw more attention to it. This is all in a span of like 20 seconds. Then I'm like, I'm just going to send it to Erica to deal with it. Then I just was like, fuck it. I told him, I all within 30 seconds, I text him, like, take that down. Stu calls me. This man, He's like, are you serious? I can't do that. He's like, man, the times are changing, huh? I'm like, Stu, you could never do that. He's arguing. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's funny. I'm like, Stu, take it down. He didn't get it. He literally thought he was a victim of the times. Stu, you could do that 10 years ago. That was the type of thing, like, internally, guys will do it, and then they'll get busted because they, like, send it to the wrong person. You can never, ever, ever, ever rank coworkers by looks, you fucking moron. He's a dinosaur. I love Stu, but what a goddamn dinosaur.
I think he just, his life was different, man. Like, he... Like he just
but never that never flew ever. Agreed. You can never, agreed, ever, never. At no point could you publicly do what he did.
Agreed. But I just don't think Stu ever lived in a world where he just had rules. He just always fucking.
Yeah, no, he's a dinosaur. He's a lunatic. But, like, he honestly didn't get it. He did not get it. He still, I don't think, gets it. And, like, for people, like, what's the deal? The people on that list. They deal, women, guys, but women at our company in general deal with enough shit just to bring that to the forefront and have everyone talking about, like, Stu, what are you doing? He does not get it. He does not get how uncomfortable that can make people, the shit that they're going to deal with because he did that. He does not get it. It's so hard. It's almost like, what?
Is this, like, going to have potentially more ramifications here?
No, but he's, I mean, listen, no, because our company is cool, and I think a lot of will give him a pass, but unacceptable. Like, but I was going to say, like, Dugs, who's such an idiot. I love that video of him just falling down, making content. But, like, there's no point in yelling or getting mad. Stu doesn't get it. It doesn't click in his head that he can't do that. He thinks he was the victim there. He has no conception of how that affects the people on that list and how bad it looks. None.
And how did it end? He just begrudgingly said, fine, I'll delete it. He never even seen, like, eye to eye with you?
No, he's like, I trust you. If you tell me this is bad, I'll trust that it's bad, but I don't get it.
Well, that's good, at least. He trusted you.
He almost needs somebody else to run his social, to run it by before he does that. Because that was one of the craziest tweets I've seen in terms of just being brain dead in the 20 years of doing Barstool, honestly. Like, when I saw it, my jaw hit the floor. And he's, like, tagging the people. And by the way, he's talking about people I don't think he knows very well. Like, business people, it's like, it was just stunning. Like, when I looked at it, I went, like, my jaw dropped. But luckily, he's got that. Luckily. If somebody on our end wanted to make an issue of that, we'd have a problem. Like, I wouldn't be able, I would not, as much as I love Stu, which he's going to understand, I could not go to bat. If somebody's like, I need him out on that list, I couldn't go to bat for him there. I'd be like, sit down with him. He's just like a crazy uncle who means well. But I don't think he gets that. He put himself in a position where I could not defend if somebody was like, I need him gone. I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a relationship with a lot of them. He brings them to concerts and stuff. So, like, I don't, but still, regardless, your point comes across for sure. So nobody complained, though. There was nothing like that.
I think there were people who were, like, happy that it was removed, and we made it very clear that this is unacceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. Erica, because I sent it, she hadn't seen it either. She's like, what email are you talking about? And I sent it to her. She goes, oh, well, I'm glad I'm going to sit on a women's empowerment panel in 5 minutes. Crazy.
The email said, from the Portnoy to all content team, you could say it.
Yeah, so when I saw that email, I sent a company-wide email. Things you can never do at Barstool. 1, murder people. 2, rank female employees by their looks. That's really it. That's the handbook.
Good rule of thumb.
I mean, what was your reaction when you saw it?
I mean, it's just Stu's content is, you got to be ready for anything. But of course, like I agree with you. You can't do that. Like that's, you know, it's just you just can't do that.
He's another guy we could have had on this show. This is a poorly thought out show.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know if you wanted him to come on to talk about this. I didn't even know how in depth we were going to go.
Well, I specifically said it's not live. It's not live, so we always could have cut it if you.
I specifically said Stu celebrated his Barstool anniversary, and then you went because obviously the people that don't like us could clip up all this, and then it's not a good thing. So.
Well, I think I've been pretty clear that it's unacceptable.
Yeah, well. And Miller had to leave early, so that was unfortunate. And the other guest told us late last night he couldn't do it. So,
who was the other guest?
Bob Huggins.
Oh, yeah. Too bad.
So that would have been good, too. Yeah, you never updated it. Are you able to talk about Rough and Rowdy yet or no?
Not yet.
Okay, so stuff's still going on. Chris Castellani announced that he is not gay. He's straight.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. Not that we care either way.
Yeah.
Happy for whatever life choice he wants.
Mm-hmm. But it was, he put it on Twitter, and I know Big Cat talked about it in a video tomorrow, so it's out there. Did you see this whole thing with the Mean Girls pod with the 3-6 Club? A lot of people were hitting me up asking about your reaction to it, so... If we could roll that video and get Dave's reaction to it, that'd be great.
You taught me something called the 3-6s.
Yes.
Do elaborate.
The 3-6 rule, where when we're looking for an ideal guy, they have to be above 6 feet, make at least six figures, and have 6 inches. Your dick needs to be at least 6 inches.
So Jordan has the 3-6 rule, which...
And I'll be lenient on the last one, okay, everyone? Okay, it's better
if you're like... Is six even a lot?
I don't know.
My friend, I think that's like average. It's like saying he needs to be 5'10".
Maybe big dick energy?
Yes.
I like that better.
Ooh, yeah, 6-inch like energy.
6-inch energy. Okay, I like that.
Okay, I have no problem with that. I think most girls would subscribe to that if they could.
3-6 sounds good on paper to you?
Yeah, I have no problem with any of that. I think most girls would that. I mean, who doesn't want like a tall, big dick, rich guy?
Yeah. Them being like super unimpressed by 6 inches was something.
I don't know. That seemed like a pretty basic thing.
Last couple things here. I saw Tico, Texas is a live show at South by Southwest, so go check it out if you're in the area.
Okay.
And what's the, before we do listener emails, what's the March Madness plan?
So we're going to Philadelphia. I'm leaving tomorrow. I don't know when this airs. I leave Wednesday. Then we're going to Chicago for Saturday, Sunday. Watch the fight, Patty fight Saturday. So the Chicago bar. So that's the plan.
Cool. So look out for that bar.
I don't know that the Philly bar is open yet.
Oh, so you guys will be there.
Yeah, we're waiting on the liquor license still, I think.
Ah, okay.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, listener emails here. This one's from Paul. When Caleb made the shark video, you said there was something that you couldn't reveal until the following week. You never did that. Can you reveal it?
Was it that it was somebody complained about it?
One of the teams did?
I don't know if it was the president of CMU or I think it was the president of Central Michigan. And I had had enough because they knew everything we were doing. We gave a lot of publicity. It was a great video. I've obviously calmed down. But the amount of shit that we had to eat for the Arizona Bowl, that was like the last straw at the time.
And the president just didn't. He thought it was...
I don't know what his fucking problem was.
Someone fucking a shark was distasteful?
I mean, they were there every step of the way in the video, so I don't know what their problem was.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. He's a lot cooled off about it. Next one's from Brandon. As the score gets ready to launch in Canada, will there be similar promotion like the Overs Club, live streams, etc.?
I don't have an answer on that because the rules and regulations are different in Canada than they are here. And we're working. If we can, yes, we'll do whatever we're allowed to do, yes.
Are you going to be promoting the score? How does that work?
Yeah, we will. We will. We're going to be getting involved with that.
I like on the app, you could already see, like I saw the Bulls promo we did.
Yep.
It was like a banner ad. That was cool.
Yep.
That was nice. So we'll see, to be determined. Next one here from Jay. If you can go back to the day Chernin invested in Barstool, what's one thing you'd do differently?
That day, I don't think I would have done a whole lot differently. I don't know how much more they would have paid for us. Obviously, they got a great deal. Everyone who's ever invested has gotten a great price point. But at the time, I don't know that it was a great price point. So if we're going back to the day we did the deal, I don't think I would have done anything differently.
Everything was fine. You never had like, I wish I didn't include this in. I wish I kept this.
No, not really. I mean, the one thing I've done twice is not the day. Like at the end of the Chernin deal, I remember being told by like Chernin basically like, oh, I wish I was your agent dealing on your behalf because they underpaid me so grossly for 5 years. But there's nothing in the moment that I would have done differently. Like things just change because we do really well and outperform, but that's why they buy us. So, I mean, I don't know.
All right, so nothing really is the answer. The next one's from Jason. Is DDTG done?
No, it'll come back. I just got to get in the flow of when, I would have done this week, but I know I'm traveling. So I've been, I don't know, there's been reason, like I had my hair surgery. So there's been different reasons that I haven't started because I don't want to start and stop, but no, it'll come back.
Okay. It seems like maybe the rundown took precedent. I think people would be...
Yeah, I can do both, but the rundown, yeah, I'm starting to pick up again. It's just a combo. It was a combo. I didn't have money, liquid money, because I got houses, and then I'd have things traveling. I just, like, COVID, which is when it happened, I was in one spot. I wasn't moving, so it was way easier to be consistent.
So you talk about liquid, so you're not going to be betting that much this weekend?
No, I've gotten a little more liquid, but I haven't been betting. I haven't bet in a long time, so I will be betting, not to the amounts I was when Brandon Walker vibes me.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably like 10, 20 grand a game.
Oh, okay. You just lowered the unit.
Yeah.
But are you still going to be able to get going for that now?
Yeah.
Okay. So DDTG will be back soon. Next one from Eric. Will there be a day when you can listen to blogs instead of read them?
Is this just like a tech question, like audiobooks?
Yeah, it's
probably. Yeah, probably not.
I feel like that's a good market, though.
Maybe yeah.
next one here. Sorry, is from Grant. Has there been any new talks with SiriusXM?
No.
Nothing. Next one's from Alan. How has the Europe expansion been now that there's been time to let them get settled in? He's talking about Patty, Troops, Expressions, all those guys.
I mean, they do really well. I don't know how big we are in Europe. I don't know that we didn't hire them for Europe expansion. We hired them because they're entertaining for our audience.
Is that like how would you, as like being head of content, even how do you figure that out? Even though, like, how does that even measure? Because you don't really know what
Europe?
They're doing.
Yeah,
you don't really know what they're doing though.
No, I see the videos of them making content.
So like the live streams, streams obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, and then is there someone who's like their point of contact? Like, is there someone who they go through most of the time?
I think they speak to Gaz quite a bit.
Okay. And then people, you know, this guy specifically wanted to say, like, how did you value paying the, you know, backing up the Brinks truck for Patty versus backing it up for Stu?
Stu Finer?
Yeah.
Why are we paying Patty versus Stu?
Yeah.
Well, Patty has a chance to be like the next Conor McGregor.
That this person's point was, oh, well, Stu's in way more day-to-day content and whatnot. There's more buzz around him. He's in the mix.
There's more buzz around Stu Finer than Patty the Batty?
This guy's saying from the Barstool world, at least.
But that we're trying to get outside the Barstool world.
Makes sense. There you go, Alan. Next one's from Michael.
That's a real question.
Yeah, that's what this guy wanted to know, why you were, because obviously the famous story goes that Stu asked for
Patty the Batty did a signing in New York City and had a line around the block.
Oh, that's good.
Like, what are we talking about? Move ahead.
What was the famous story?
What was the famous story?
Well, Stu asked for like what?
Oh, he wants $1 million a year.
Yeah. So someone was like, "Oh, how does he?"
Well, he's lucky to take it because he'd be fired.
Next one from Michael here. Was it ever embarrassing saying that you were a paper delivery boy in your late 20s?
No.
Next one, Chris. Can you give the people a wine recommendation, preferably $50 to $75 a bottle?
Pinot Noir, Kistler.
Oh, okay. Where'd you learn that? That's just something you've...
I just know it's a good Pinot Noir.
I didn't know you were that much of a wine guy that you just had one off the top like that.
I don't know. That makes me a wine guy. I wouldn't say I know Pinot Noirs, sort of. Hirsch, another good Pinot Noir is Hirsch. And I know a little bit about Sincere. Here's a trick. If you like Pinot Noir and you're in a restaurant and you order it from Russian River Valley, they're always good. There's a little wine trick.
That's good. Wine trick. And on that note, Hunter wanted to know, how would Dave Portnoy roadmap a date sequence? Like, where's the first, second, and third one? What's the, how would you lay it
out? For, like, first dates?
Yes. What do you think is, like, a nice touch? Where do you think is the way to go?
I mean, I'm pretty basic, probably. It's, like, just, depends what city you're in, because what you can do. But I like dinner, obviously, is easy, which I'll do. Sporting events I like to do. Dinner, sporting event. That's probably it.
Dinner, sporting. You don't like not picking seashells or nothing like that, huh?
Well, it depends where you are. No.
No. There you go. Dinner, sports game. Last one here is from Ryan. Is your dad still getting burnt mail?
Not that I'm aware of. I do have one last point that we should bring up, and I'm sure I'm going to talk about it at BFFs. Kareem has been fired from BFFs.
Okay. What happened?
And we haven't talked about it, Kareem and I, since it happened, and whether he can get his way back into it, maybe at some point. But, and some people may say it's too harsh. Last week, we had a guest, Josh Peck, from Drake and Josh. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, I didn't know who he is. Anyways, we had him on, and then it was a good interview, and it actually airs this week. But last week, I go and see BFF is a 30-minute episode, so I texted Kareem, and I'm like, am I crazy, Kareem, or is the Josh Peck interview not here? It's a 30-minute interview. He's like, yes, PR team, because there's a book coming out, wants it to be in this week's episode. So this is last week. He's like, next week. It's going in next week. And he's like, did we know that? And he's like, I thought I told you that. He did not tell me that. I know for a fact he didn't tell me that. So we did the BFF, and we actually had some segments I didn't use in the show because I'm like, okay, it's a long episode. And the Monday before he filmed, I asked him, I'm like, do we have a guest for tomorrow? Because if we didn't, it would have been 2 weeks in a row without a guest, and I would have started scrambling trying to find one. And that's one of my hot button issues right now, get guests for BFF. So he's like, yeah, we have a guest, Josh Peck. And I'm like, did you know that we couldn't use the interview? He's like, yeah, his PR people told me, but I thought maybe we'd be able to finesse it because we didn't give anything away. So the episode was 30 minutes, to me, unacceptable. I changed what we were doing. He didn't tell me. And then his excuse really was, I apologize for thinking I told you. That's the story. I think I pretty much, is Kareem on this?
Yeah, he's there somewhere.
Would you say that's 100% accurate the way I told it, Kareem?
I don't know if it was an excuse. I just said I thought you knew because Bree was aware.
No, she wasn't. Bree said she wasn't. So that happened.
So he's.
It takes a lot for me to be like, can't do it anymore. Like, but it's like at some point, I'll just keep getting mad at myself. It's like when I had to remove Hank and fire Hank because I was yelling at him too much when Paul was the problem. It's like I it's on me at one point if I keep getting mad. I like Kareem. Kareem's been helpful in a lot of different areas with me, even not publicly, but I couldn't do it.
Well, it sounds like he could work his way back.
Maybe. He's got to get – it's just like those type of mistakes. I was trying to think, like, what would Big Cat do if he had a guest that I thought was an episode and was never told the guest wasn't for that episode and just didn't appear in the episode? Like, you can't do that.
Kareem, is that of interest to you? Do you want to get back on or?
I don't have a comment. I'm all right. But I do have, Bree did know. I do want to say that, but not that really, that's neither here nor there.
All right.
I'm under the impression she didn't, but that's a he said, she said, because I don't know.
Big changes. Were we able to get a hold of Stu, Kareem?
No, I didn't respond.
Oh, you want to try to call him, Dave?
Nah.
All right.
Get next episode.
All right, then. That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then.